Hello, you're listening to WKNC 88.1 HD1 Raleigh, and this is an episode of The Strip Down with DJ Ocean Spray. Today, I have the Raleigh band Stan and Dingy in the station to ask them a few questions. So can we start off with you guys introducing yourselves with your name and your role in the band?
Yes. My name is Issa. I am the drummer and vocalist for Stan and Dingy.
Hi, I'm Luca, and I'm the guitarist and vocalist, too, for Stan and Dingy.
Hello, I'm Zion. I'm the saxophonist of Stan and Dingy.
I'm Alex, and I play percussion.
I'm Farouk, and I play bass for Stan and Dingy.
And we're missing Bear, who plays keys.
Okay. And so, how did the band form?
That's a good question because Issa and me are from Venezuela and we basically grew up together playing music together. So if you think about it, the creation of Stan and Dingy was probably over 10 years ago when we first jammed, but we settled with the band and we started the band here after moving about 2 years ago, maybe a little over 2 years ago, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we all met each other by playing with an artist collective called 47 Eyes on Me, and also while playing in another band called Saturnalias, which some of us are still part of. And we just got this cool people together, and now we are playing in a band.
And so how long ago did, I guess, the band officially form?
2 years ago.
Okay. And so you kind of mentioned this. So your Instagram mentions Venezuela. So how did both of you
we're end cousins.
Up here? Okay.
Yeah, we're cousins.
Because you go to school here.
Yes.
And then did you like move here after him or?
So I actually moved here with my family almost 7 years ago. And then Luca moved here to study. And we have some family here, so he just decided to move as well. And right when he moved is that we started playing again together. And we actually got we were working and got our instruments, and then we met all these people, and we're able to get it together and make the vision form.
And so how long have all of you been, playing music?
Yeah, I've been playing bass for a little over 2.5 years now, and that's just something I kind of picked up on my own, just experimentally, and I'm still doing it now. And thanks to Luca.
Hell yeah.
I'm going to keep doing it, and he's obviously in the whole band.
I'm Alex. I've been playing music my whole life. I started recording and releasing stuff when I was a sophomore at NC State.
I'm Zion. I've been playing saxophone since I stole my brother's saxophone in seventh grade. Shout out my brother Jordan. He graduated from State. But I started out on clarinet in sixth grade and then stole a saxophone in seventh grade. And been playing ever since. And right now I'm 22, so whatever that math is, that's how long.
Still going. I started with guitar when I was 9, but Issa and me started at the same music academy when we were probably 8, too.
Yeah, but I think I got into actually my instrument, playing drums, and probably when I was 12 or 13, and then I stopped for a little bit, but coming here, and especially when Luca moved back, is that I picked it up again.
And so do you guys do music full-time, or are you also students or have jobs?
Yeah, I actually work full-time, just a regular office desk job. Music is kind of my main focus in terms of what I do in my free time.
I'm supposed to be a scientist, but right now I'm washing dishes, but we're gonna get back to that eventually.
Yep. I just want to say I respect what he just said. Me, I'm trying to transition into a lifestyle that I want to be able to do music full time and also to have my career that I'm graduating in respectively. And right now I'm planning on going back to graduate school at UNC Chapel Hill to get my master's in chemistry. And eventually that leads into something, and I'll work on my music career on the outside of that.
I'm a industrial design student at State, and I want to do design as a living. That's how I want to make money in this world, but also with music. So my life is just split in half right now. It's only that. Only those two things.
I think that's the case for almost everybody in the band, is they're trying to balance like some sort of field as well as music.
Yeah, I'm not. I'm trying to do music full time, and I am kind of doing that. It's hard. I still have the privilege of still like being supported by my parents a lot, so I'm kind of figuring that out. But definitely music full time is my goal.
And so you released your EP Live at After Dark last September. What was the experience like with that, like recording and writing the songs?
We decided to choose 4 songs that we thought would sound the best in a live environment. It was originally inspired by an album called Live Volume 1 by this band Parcels from Australia, in which it's a whole album, I think like 1 hour and 10 minutes, all recorded live, in which most of the songs flow into each other. So became super passionate about that idea and noticed that it was one of the easiest ways to put our music out there in a fast way, in a more different way, and really showing more of the experience instead of playing shows and releasing just conventional discography. So we decided to throw that together, and it was an awesome experience. It was a lot learned. It was the first time that the mixing engineers and producers, basically Max Gowan and Travis Harrington, worked with something like that. So it was a really cool experience, and we're probably going to do something like that in the future for sure.
And so what's the writing process like? Do all of you write or just some of you?
It depends.
It's been changing lately.
It's been changing. I feel like when we first started the band, again, since kind of like the vision was brought up originally by me and Luca, it was like we were bringing most of the songs, and then each of the other band members really put like completely their own like little twist to it and their instruments, like full freedom of writing their own parts. But we do try to keep it, because the vision of Stan and Dengue and the lyrics are all in Spanish, and it's trying to keep our culture. Then me and Luca write a lot of the lyrics, but we are definitely moving into writing a lot of things like more like other band members really bring in the original ideas and then just building into it.
Like Farouk just wrote a song recently.
Yeah, and Farouk's the newest member, and he's doing that, so it's cool.
And so do you plan on writing and recording more music soon?
Oh yeah.
Yes.
Absolutely.
We are actually, we only have a few songs out yet, but we are working right now on releasing an album sometime this year. It's been taking a while because it's really hard as small musicians to really get like the funds to record a nice album, or at least how we envision it. But we have already a lot of songs in the lineup for to keep recording. We've recorded about 3 or 4 of them already. But we are working on doing more.
And we recorded with Farouk like a week ago, and it was your first time.
Yeah.
How was that? We never really talked about how you felt recording in an actual studio.
Yeah, I mean, it was different because I've done like recording type things on my own where I'm just like in my room on GarageBand just listening to myself play bass again after just listening to myself play it. But like in that setting, I don't know, it felt like at first it was like a little nervous because I was hyper aware of like what I was playing as I was playing it, you know, kind of similar to like your first time like performing live. But like as I got the hang of it and got to listen to myself and like, you know, obviously see what like Max and Travis were doing to what we recorded. Like seeing that process unfold was just amazing. Like I loved it. Yeah. And I really just can't wait to do it again. You know what I mean?
It was a privilege to record in that studio, and we're gonna keep doing it for the rest of this project, hopefully.
And so, do you guys play covers other than and like not just originals, right?
We used to. We don't anymore.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
We're trying to move away. Like, I think it was really good because covers are fun. And, you know, when you don't have a lot of music out, it's good to do covers. But now, since we are trying to, like, Stan and Dengue is not a cover band. It's our own project. So we're really trying to make justice to that project and really show our music to everyone.
And so how does the music you listen to compare to the music that you guys make? and Stan and Dingy?
So the music that we all listen to is like very, very diverse. I say, like, of course, like when you look at us, like as a band, I think we're probably the most diverse band, like in the area, like because we got two Venezuelans. I'm African American. My brother next to me is Chinese American. And then we got an African from Kenya. And then we got Farouk, who's Egyptian.
Also African.
Also African. but yeah, and so we each come from different backgrounds. And we all got ties to hip hop. We all got ties to funk. We all got ties to like reggaeton and bachata, cumbia, all the stuff that we like to hear. And we mix like that. And we try to revolve it around the Latin theme, especially since like Stanley Dingy is a Venezuelan bass band, and we all like love all the types of music, but we all try to convene at that one point. I might be talking too much, but
you nailed it.
We all listen to, we all share some artists. Like me and Farouk really, really connected over Home Shake the first time we met, and then me and Issa are really passionate about like Rawayana, which is another Venezuelan band. And Alex likes a lot of shoegaze, which I've really, really gotten into thanks to him.
We all like a lot of jazz, all of us.
Yes. Jazz always.
Out of curiosity, do any of the like non-Spanish speakers listen to Spanish music a lot? Or like, did you listen to music like Spanish music before playing in Stan and Dingy?
Yes. A lot of my friends from back home are Hispanic and like Latino, and having that background just sort of like made me go towards listening to that just music in Spanish, and especially going out to the clubs on Latin night is the best nights to go out. Just yes. Saying.
We were just talking about this. We have to go to Party Addicts soon, just so we know.
Yeah. I've always been a really, really big jazz fan, and once you listen to enough of it, and it's usually pretty soon after you get into it, you eventually get into, like, Spanish jazz and, like, samba and stuff, and Brazilian music and stuff like that, and so I've been a fan of that for a while now, so, yeah.
Honestly, I didn't really listen to Spanish music until Luca and Issa introduced me, and that's when I realized the problem was I was listening to the wrong Spanish music. And like I realized, like, when it comes to like as far as reggae goes, Spanish reggae is really just kind of like, I don't know, like I never thought that I'd like it as much as I did, but that's why I'm here. Nice.
And you guys had mentioned Saturnalias before, but I was just curious, like, what's the difference to you guys between the two bands, obviously other than language?
They're very different styles, like almost completely different in every aspect. Saturnalias is more of the shoegaze side, and Stan and Dengue brings in like all the Latin, more rhythmic roots. But at the same way, they've both influenced each other. So you'll see that you'll definitely see some Stan and Dengue elements in Saturnalias and vice versa.
We're going to have a quick break to listen to Verano en Pijama by Stan and Dengue. Enjoy.
Vacaciones de verano en pijama, ¿qué horas son? Llevo así toda la semana, sin vitamina de vice.
And do you guys have a particular pre-show routine or anything you guys like generally do before a show?
We eat.
We eat
a lot.
Yeah.
Yes.
All together. We try to like if we're gonna go out somewhere, we try to like all go together. And it really depends on what type of show we're doing, but. But El Rodeo was a big
shout out kebab and curry, man.
Shout out kebab and curry. Yes.
Seriously.
Yeah, that's probably the main thing. Just trying to hang with each other as much as we can beforehand.
Do you guys have any favorite venues or like specific shows that you have played?
School Kids Records has always been really good to us, at least in our experience playing with Saturnalias. I don't think Stan Dengue has played there yet, but... Poorhouse has been really great to Stan and Dengue lately as well. So shout out to those guys.
Yeah.
Also, Kings was a really cool venue. Yeah, we really enjoyed Kings.
Yeah, we played at Kings. That was our last show, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And it was a really, really good experience. Everyone was super cool. We've played a lot like locally. And really, I feel like everywhere we've been to here has been really good to us. Like we just enjoyed the scene here and every band that we played with.
So where do you guys, kind of switching back to the songwriting aspects, where do you find, I guess, inspiration for your songs or like kind of what's the process like there?
That's a good question because like I said, it's been changing a lot recently and we've been starting to tell more stories in a more conventional songwriting way. We're not good at writing songs, especially me. Issa's a bit better, but we're not good. But slowly we're writing more interesting things. Like one of my favorite song lyric-wise right now is called Tio Rico, which is a reggae song about a beach vendor in Venezuela. So it's, I don't know, and that's, I got that idea since from going there and seeing that and just imagining the point of view of that because it's like a very socially messed up situation over there.
Yeah, so I think it's, we try at least, I mean, of course, writing is like, it can be many different things. And I feel like it happens in many different ways. But I feel like lately when me and Luca try to write songs, especially together, we try to give it a meaning that really relates to like our childhood or what we saw growing up and kind of give it kind of like a fun twist or just like not being super explicit about a specific topic, but like kind of showcasing some things. But we really, I don't know, inspiration is weird and it comes from very different ways. So.
I don't think I at least have really identified where it's coming from. That's why that question was like, one day.
And so even when you guys are not performing, I usually see you guys, or at least one of you, at Wedge shows and stuff. Can you tell me a bit about the house show and like band community that you guys are a part of.
It's been really interesting. Right now I live there and we sort of we try to throw as many shows together as we can. Thankfully there's another recent house venue that had a show last weekend called Broken Door, which is awesome because, you know, I feel it's always a more fun party to go to when there's people playing because it's just, I don't know, I feel like it elevates the experience a lot. But so far they're the most fun shows to play because there's no pressure, everyone's there to have fun. You know, there's no rules about like venue rules and stuff like that, so it's everything's taken lightly.
Yeah, but and it's also like since this artist kind of putting this stuff together, it tends to be like a really safe space for people to like, you know, do what, like really show like their art and just like in a better, more accessible way, especially for students that don't necessarily can't go to like venues far away or have to pay a lot of money because it's just like, we're just here to have fun. So it's good to just bring people together and make it very accessible and easy for people to enjoy local music and bring in so many different bands of different backgrounds and genres together into like one little stage made by students. So it's really cool.
And so I know you guys are going on tour. Can you give the listeners information of the like dates and locations for that?
Do you guys know?
I, Zion, do not know.
Oh, man. Yeah, we just got the tour flyer, but we're going to Cat's Cradle in Chapel Hill. That's going to be this Thursday. Then Friday, we're playing at The Wedge again. We're taking a little break.
And we're...
Ramadan break.
Right, little Ramadan break. And then we're going to go on Tuesday to Boone, playing at The Nest, really cool, also DIY venue. And then we're going to have two shows in New York, which we're very excited about. We're playing at Shrine in New York in Harlem and in Silvana, Mediterranean place. It looks really cool. And lastly, we're going to play with some really cool bands in Washington, D.C. at The Mine.
Which is also a house venue.
Yeah.
There, yeah.
Okay. So when you were, like, I guess, figuring out where to go, did you intentionally want to go to, like, house show venues?
I feel like it wasn't the first option. Actually, for some of them, was the first option. I feel like, again, just because we have such a good relationship with house shows and it tends to be just easier to plan, but also always have good turnarounds, it's good. But I definitely wanted to try to get some like real venues, which is why I'm excited about New York, because we're able to get some actual like good and like old venues in Harlem. And but yeah, it was also tough because we're very small still and we don't have a lot of contacts and like connections. But hopefully after this tour we'll make some more and be able to play more often outside of North Carolina.
And so where can people find you? Like Instagram, Spotify?
Tell him.
All right, I don't have the tag memorized, but I mean on Spotify it's Stan and Dengue. Should I spell it out?
It's okay.
And for Instagram is Stan E Dengue with a Y, like how you would write it in Spanish.
Thank you so much again to Stan and Dengue for coming into the station today and letting me interview you guys. You guys are so awesome. You're listening to WKNC 88.1 HD1 Raleigh. And this has been another episode of The Strip Down with DJ Ocean Spray. I'm going to send the listeners off today with one more Stan and Dengue song off of their Live at After Dark EP. So please enjoy Mesita de Noche. Thank you. Bye.